after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust. This is your boy, Steady J. And it is another beautiful Monday. Well, it's beautiful, but some things... horrible. We'll get to that in a minute. And got so much lined up for today's show. Got my girl, I'm on the building. What's up, Taryn?
What's up? We in the building.
Yay. My closest, the most is in the building with me. And got so much to talk about today, y'all. Oh, my God. It's like going to all-you-can-eat restaurant. You got so much in your plate. But
yeah, that's true.
I'll go ahead and let you know what we got going on today's show. So much. We got my boy Monty on the mic, and UBM will be calling into the show, and we'll be chopping up with them. Introducing UBM, which is the great variety of music artists that my boy Monty on the mic works with, and we'll be interviewing Monty on the mic. We'll also be talking about the Boston Marathon bombing. I know a lot of y'all have been seeing text messages, TV, Twitter, wherever, about it all day. And we're also talking about the dad who ended up whooping his daughters over twerking and getting your idea, you know, getting your thoughts on that and whatnot. That's what's lined up for today's show. Oh, I got a lot to talk about on all that.
We're going in.
First off, Tara, I was wanna know how was your weekend?
My weekend was all work, really. I really didn't get to play around too much, but I enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I did go to the movies with my cousin. I did do that. I saw my sister and my little baby, auntie's baby. So I spent time with family, too, and worked. That's what I did.
Okay. That's what's up, you know. It's never too much that I'm working, but I see that the work is going to be paying off. We're supposed to be going to Cali in this month, right?
Yes. I'll be in Cali. I'll be in L.A. on the 26th through the 29th. And it's some big things coming, guys. I'm so excited. It's some big things coming. I'm not going to spill the beans, guys. Y'all going to have behind-the-scenes videos and all that of everything. So it's a real good stuff. Y'all get ready. Yeah, it's epic. It's so epic, but it's great. It's marvelous. I'm blessed.
Oh, Lord, I want to know, but I don't want to know at the same time.
How your weekend go,
Steady? Oh, man. Good times, all I got to say. My weekend started off with a very, 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 very nice business move, being able to talk, always love being able to do that. Some great networking. And, you know, like you said, some surprises. There'll be surprises coming down the line. And you got to stay tuned for that. I'm not going to tell you. We also, you know, it was turned up weekend. It was very turned up, and man, I'll be here all day talking about that. But
turned
and I see
down
you got,
for what?
I can't get into it at all. But it was hot.
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, so I'm gonna go to. I see Keisha Diva, the co-host of All Men. It's back. We in the building. The Triangle is in the building. What's up, Keith?
Keisha Diva. Keith, baby.
Keith. Okay, I'm leaving her line open while we figure out what's good. You know how sometimes these phone lines would not be acting crazy. So we're going to leave her line open. And we're going to go to our first story today. Of course, this is one of the tragedies of the day. Like I said, it's a beautiful day today, but when I turned on my phone to my nice little lunch break earlier, it's all I saw were text messages about this. And this, man, this is crazy. And that being said, the thing we're talking about is the Boston Marathon explosion. And
exactly.
Oh my God. There was apparently a blast near the race finish line. And the toll right now is up to close to 100 people have been injured, and along with about 3 people dead.
So sad. Oh, my gosh.
You know, of course,
the
numbers are still building as they confirm more and more. But as of right now, it's about 100, more than over 100 injured. And 3 are dead. So, it's just, oh my God. Wow.
Yep.
Now, of course,
including
an 8
year old little girl.
It's always getting to bring what is going on, man. Just let you know, kind of, you know, it's like there's nothing new about knowing what kind of world we're in, but every time when you think it's safe, it ain't quite safe.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just catching people up that's like still wondering, okay, so what's going on with all this? So, I know every year on Patriots Day, which is a state holiday in Massachusetts, they do the Boston Marathon. And they have, of course, the Boston Marathon took place today. So, apparently, there was a bombing that happened near the finish line. And all you see is this big gray cloud of smoke. I mean, I saw the video footage of it, and I was like, wow. 10
yeah.
seconds later, a second explosion hit as well. And then apparently there was a lot of people haven't been talking about this, really, but apparently there was another incident, which they're not quite sure if it has to be tied in with that as well, but there was another explosion at the JFK Library in Boston as well, so... A lot of bombings going on today in freaking Boston, and y'all know how I talk about every chance I get, I talk about Boston. Y'all know how in love I am with the city of Boston, and just to see, you know, one of the cities I love to meet some Boston. Y'all don't understand, and just to see this happen to them, it just really hurts my heart to see it happen.
Yeah, it definitely touched a lot of people. I will say a lot of people had their different opinions on it. I mean, I kind of got defensive today. And well, some people don't understand we aren't perfect, okay? So I did kind of have my Twitter moment, I'll call it, because, you know, I look at America like, you know, we do our dirt, but at the same time, it's our country. You know what I'm saying? So I had a lot of foreigners, and I'm mixed. You know, I had a lot of, you know, people from Iraq. Nothing against everybody from Iraq, but, you know, not everybody is wrong there. But there's just a lot of people coming at me like, oh, well, are you not worried about the 257 people that were bombed in Iraq? And, you know, I kind of got defensive because I'm like, well, you know, Iraq took a lot of people away from us to where 257 can never amount to that. So it gets to the point to where, when is this going to stop? What is this? Oh, so y'all deserve to get bombed because what, y'all bombed us, so we're going to keep going back and forth forever. I don't feel like that's the way to go about it. Like, whoever did this, I do feel like the, you know, the other bombing was tied to it. I mean, and, you know, and at first the the news pissed me off because it got to the point to where, it's just, you know, it's probably some gas leaks. Y'all knew what was going on from the very get-go. Now, what I don't understand is how it's so many security guards and everybody and how we're supposed to be so well guarded. And we go to these foreign countries, okay, and we drop off all this money to these people to try to make these bonds, and we have poor people here, and then we can't even protect the Americans. Like an innocent child, innocent people got killed today. It was parents, okay, from the school shooting that had happened that were at that finish line. It's just like tragedy after tragedy, and I'm just wondering, like, when is it going to stop? When is this actually going to be, you know, a free America? Because I feel like we all kind of are enslaved. We're not enslaved to material. We're enslaved to taxes. We're enslaved to the government. We're enslaved to a lot of things. We have a lot of opportunities, but I just feel like somewhere in this, it's got to stop. But I do feel like it was some type of conspiracy. I mean, that was planned. It was well planned. Now, who to point the finger to, I don't know, because it could be anybody. It could be a distraction from the Koreans or anybody. But, of course, we're going to look at the Koreans because they were the last people we heard about on the bomb tip. So a lot of emotions.
And, of course, what we're going to do, too, because I know a lot of people are going to be calling the show. By everything we got to talk about today, they're going to be like, oh, man, I wouldn't get in and talk about this. Near the end of the show, we will be open up the phone lines, and you will be able to talk about our topics for the day. And we're definitely taking what you got to say because your opinions are important to us, and definitely got to see what you guys feel about it. Now, I'm going to go to another story, and then after that, we'll go to a music break. And this story is about a dad who ends up whooping his daughters over twerking. And this apparently, I know a lot of people laugh, but man, it's so much about this. Okay, so apparently there was a video that went out of these little, and when I say little girls, they are little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently were twerking, had a twerk video out they put on Facebook, and their dad apparently found out. So he ended up giving his daughters a whooping. With a cable wire. I make sure I'm putting everything in perspective. I ain't gonna try to hide none of this stuff. You know, I'm gonna be keeping it 10,000. He ended up whooping with cable wire. So then, of course, go to Worst All on World Star Hip Hop and you can watch the video. And the question that people are asking is it good parenting or horrible parenting? And as far as my thought process on this whole thing, I would be on this tangle well for a while, but it kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be quick about it, and then we'll talk about it more later. That Terrence says she got to say, and then we'll talk about it more later. And that's, you know, it's so many different angles of this because it'll be, you know, a lot of people, you know, they always put these fake little things, and all of a sudden they go to the internet, they go to these comments, little girls twerking, that's unreal. You know, it's like, come on, it's like, let's not act fake because. I mean, I know, I know that when you used to go to some of them house parties that, you know, people was twerking at them house parties. And, you know, and be honest, I was one of them people that was dancing behind the girls at one of those house parties. But the way it is, but today it just, to me, it's just getting more and more wild because babies are having babies. They've always been having babies, but it's getting worse. And then, two, you got every freaking, you know, when you walking around and there's girls that's young teenagers, preteens, talking about they want to be a stripper when they grow up. No, and no disrespect to the strippers, but when it comes to little kids saying they want to, their lifelong dream is to be a stripper, there's a problem. And as far as was the dad wrong for giving them a whooping? Hell to the no, he wasn't wrong for giving them a whooping. Because what the hell are they doing putting a video out of that? I mean, you dance at a house party, so there's one thing. But if you inviting internet lurkers to come do their little thing, then that's a whole other thing. They did need their ass whooped. But the cable wire, that
too
was
much.
A little much. I wouldn't say that
too
was
much.
Just too much.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Sadie. That was too much. I understand where he was coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw that video, and at first it was kind of, you know what I'm saying? I giggled, but then I'm like, whoa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Little girls in the corner kind of balled up. He's smacking them everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just going crazy. I'm like, well, okay, look, you know, you could have, you know what I'm saying, maybe whooped them a little bit, not with no extension cord. I mean, I know y'all, you know, a couple people are old school, but I've been against that whole extension cord thing. I don't personally, you know, I don't know. But
shoot, keep it 10,000. My parents gave me whooping with a belt. That was enough.
Yeah, with a belt. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With a belt. I mean, my grandma used to pull out, like, she used to pull out wooden spoons on my pops and stuff. So, you know, I mean, it goes different. But I just feel like, I mean, strippers, like I said, no disrespect. I know I love some of the strippers, but it goes to the point now, like, even here in Detroit, you know, you got a lot of people that looks up to these strippers, and you have to understand that lifestyle isn't for everybody. So it's bothering me because the image that these young girls are seeing are saying you have to strip to get to that next level. Because who? Why? Because reality stars and strippers are on all the covers of the magazines. So these girls are thinking that's the life to live, and they're trying to do anything and everything to get noticed. And we're told
right.
Songs
every song, every song on the freaking, you know, you're looking at the, go look at the billboards half the time. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. Yeah, I love the strippers. You know, every song, it hits you back and forth. You can't escape it.
Yeah.
So, I laugh at it because it just, you know, I laugh at it to get over it, but it really is sad. Okay, so we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a track. We're going to go to a track by UBM. When we come from this track, we're going to be bringing in my boys, Monty on the mic, and the UBM click if you call into the show. So we're going to do it in. This is the commemorative track. This is UBM. We introduce you all to UBM right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio, Life at It Does Live.
UBM, united by music, block in the building. This car solo on the track.
UBM, this is
Munson.
UBM,
first it's both. Block, Travis, get it.
Brainstorm, keep it all over my waist home. Feel one of them things she ready while the other two put her face on. Get slimed on till I'm shined on. But yes, still have my mind blown. Headed off to another fucking time zone. With the wind terminal, my flight zone. Still drunk in a motherfucker when I touch down. In the club, pop pills, take a shot. Blowing trees after everyone leaves. And that bitch shuts down. And it's on to the after party. We know shit's gonna get fucked wild. Where the good girl's gonna get turned down. Glamorized by the money in the drug round. So I poke hard.
You know what it is, and if y'all know by now, I go by the name. Verse. Since I stepped in, I've been going hard. When the game changed, I like a trunk car. Poker face, that's a poker face. Man, you a hope this case, this is out the bar. Been going in for a while now. So it's all you take, take a bow now. If you're at the top, better climb down. This smiley face just turns brown. Started chasing dreams, stop fading fear. Stop holding back, let go to this. Get the booth with Norman, they talked about that guy that played the fuck. Gotta show these boys how I rhyme now. Full throttle to the gas out. A lot of the boys can't take this word, so I guess I'm giving out time out. I shine later from the grind now. All that bullshit, I had to calm down. Crush the ego, quiet down. Push that pride to the side, damn. One thing to do, fuck playing around. This music, all I got now. Don't believe me, bro, I'll provide the proof. Breath of fresh air, part two. Rap ass matters, need that O2. Next time, ain't giving no room to breathe. Up next, it's pipe down. In the animal race of part three, it's first.
Just the female of this clip.
I'm ready. Independent man stealer with sex appeal. Certain sex so I gotta be real smart. Sharp, real woman cause I play my part. Not done, so where do I start? Creative art, rhyme, flowing like time. Please don't waste mine. Gotta get it when I hit it, finish spinning. Yeah, I'm with it, only wine. Cause you know I'm too fine, and I'm one of a kind. Not a dime, I'm a whole dollar. From the seller, still gotta. But you don't and you won't and you can't, man. Fuck what you think. No, don't drink, don't need that. Get a weed bag. Boat on the track with good feedback. Rather beat like a dick in the sheet. So true, this what I do, boo.
This
what I do, boo.
Spurs me a cop that. Fall out, hop that. You snitching, stop that. AK pop, yeah. 100 rack, top that. Got jumped and fall back. You and B can't stop that. Ass block about that. Straight drop on the block. Constant knocking niggas out. Keeping pistols in the high. Running traps in the side. Moving work on the low. 100 pounds of that blow. Jesus don't make all this snow. Right price, I let it go.
Never been a big fan of a stranger. Something that I felt you should know. Just as soon as I become your addiction, baby, I don't plan on letting
Y'all know I gotta get out my system. Like, I get about one to be singing behind out my system one good time on every show. Okay, so we're gonna. I think this is them here. I'm gonna check phone line and see. This is Monty on the mic at UBM. Let's see. All right, so I know by heart because I know my area codes by heart. 503. Is this my boy Monty on the mic?
Hey, what's going on? Monty on the mic. Got the
UBM
crew with me. The click's in here.
What's up, UBM? What's up?
What's up? What's the deal?
Welcome to one of the craziest shows in the world.
Worldwide.
So, well, thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem, man. You know, we're definitely glad to have you, man. You know, definitely. It's been... A lot of big moves going on over there in the big ATL. Glad to see them happening. And, you know, of course, somebody that I know personally, more personal than people know. So we'll get to that in a bit, because a lot of you are like, okay, it's finding out some stuff. All right, so I want you each to introduce yourselves. Of course, you know, we got my boy Monty. Everyone else will you begin to introduce themselves.
All right. Well, I'm Monty, a.k.a. Monty on the mic, Portland, Oregon. I'm going to go ahead and pass it off right now. We got Block Bleeder down here. Here you go.
Hey, man, it's Block Bleeder from Dallas, Texas. Representing Street Hustlers Entertainment and UBM, dude. Hey, let's get it in.
Oh, you already know you, Block. You already know. I know about Block, too. That's family right there, too. What's up, Block? What's up?
What's up, Weedy? This your girl, Bo DZ, a.k.a. Bo from Dallas.
What's up,
Texas?
Hey,
I'm sorry, y'all.
You good? What's up, baby? What's up?
What's up, Weedy? 1 minute.
Yeah.
Track.
Yeah, I love your accent, Bo. I love your accent.
What's going on? This is Travis Starr, South Carolina raised, ATL residing.
And I'm gonna put my money on it and see, because I'm very good with voices. You're the person that's singing on there, correct?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You're the person that's singing on the track?
Oh, of course, yes, sir.
I picked that up right away. It's like, come on, there's no way in the world. So you know, I'm gonna put y'all. I'm just letting y'all know ahead of time you will be put on the spot on the show. We had to put that disclaimer. So let me put my disclaimer voice on. Before we start this interview, we will be putting you on the spot. So please be prepared for any crazy questions that might come out of me or Terrence Mouse. Okay, now that we got that out of the way. All right, so first off, we're going to start with Monty on the mic. Let everybody know as far as how you got started in music, man.
Man, how I got started in music, actually, I'm from the Northwest, so, you know, I kind of traveled around when I was younger, Cali, Texas, Jersey. But I didn't really find my love for music as far as rapping goes until I moved down to Fort Worth. I think I was like 11 or 12, and I heard Tupac, I Get Around, came on the TV, and then right after that, there was these two knuckleheads that I called my little brothers dancing around like the Bushwhackers, you know what I mean, to like Cypress Hill. They were dancing to Cypress Hill, Insane in the Membrane, and there's one, Insane in the Brain, you know what I'm saying? My little brother's running around, so I'm like, okay, that's what I want to do right there. You know what I'm saying? Just the reaction that they had, I was like, I need to do that. You know, but there wasn't much going on up in my region, so I had to stay connected with, like, the rest of the nation. And I always felt like I was, years behind as far as just material, music coming out, access to music. The internet definitely helped that, but I always had to stay in touch with people outside of my state, and just I had a little home studio that I purchased and started recording seriously about maybe 6 years ago. You know, I went from the home studio to actually going to the big studios and putting down my main vocals and those type of things. And now, you know, I've been working with Patty for the last 3 years, Met her about 5 years ago, Patty Geiger. But been working with her for the last 3 years. She's an independent A&R that represents the group here. And I've been out here in Atlanta. You know, I'm out here right now at Hot Beat Studio. We recording right now, actually. So that's just kind of catch you up to speed. But there's a lot more obstacles in between there. I mean, it wasn't easy. It's always been a grind, but, you know, I had to start somewhere, and I'm learning still. But I've improved my craft and polished, you know, my craft from where it was. I mean, it's like night and day, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm going to go ahead and let y'all hit me with something else. Other than that, you know, I'm polished now.
All right. So, we're gonna put y'all to spite. Y'all don't never know what's gonna come out of my head. To let you know, one of the great questions, because you were saying, you know, like you're saying, you're being polished. You know, there's a lot of artists that are out there. They're good, or heck, I would even say they're great, but they're not where they need to be considered to be a brand and be able to compete in the industry at a high level as much as they think they are. As far as, you know, you having to go from that different transition, what do you recommend to artists as far as what you've learned so far?
I'd say the biggest thing is find or seek professional help. You know, I thought I could do it all. And I was one of those people that was recording at the house that thought I knew how to be an engineer, thought I knew how to be a songwriter, and thought I knew how to record properly, and ran into some professionals, and they told me how wrong I was. You know what I mean? How my flow needed to be tweaked a little bit, or my songwriting needed to be tweaked a little bit. And it wasn't that I was horrible. It was just I'd never had any professional coaching. It's just like a vocalist going to a singing coach. You know what I'm saying? It's no different. So I most definitely seek professional help, get a professional producer that's credible, and then just work on your business side of things, really. I mean, a good manager and a lawyer aren't a bad idea either. Good publicist isn't a bad idea. But I would start off with an A&R. I mean, like I said, I'm working with Patty Geiger. She's an independent A&R. You have to invest in yourself in this business. That's another thing. So you can either try to do it on your own and spend twice as much money and twice as much time, or you can, you know, cut that in half, get some professional help, and they'll help guide you and mold you to where you need to be in order to compete on that level, you know, with some of these big names. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. You said it perfectly. I'm gonna quote Patty on something she said before millions of times. You know, when y'all tell artists, artists are being told, hey, it takes money to make money. We're not just saying that, but in order to, when you spend the money on yourself, you got to spend it smart. Like you were saying,
you can either spend
a bunch of money just going around buying, because some people, they think, oh, let me go buy a bunch of beats, man. I'm spending money, I'm buying a bunch of beats. I'm buying Twitter followers. That's not really all that's it. You got to take care of business more than that. Like some people don't understand BDS codes and all that. You know, we'd be here all day, you know, simple things like that to even go promote their music at a high level. They don't even know about things like that. So if you're not on that level, you're far behind.
Yeah. I'd say the best thing, you know, for those little details like the codes and, you know, as far as finding producers and those type of things, that's, like I said, I keep going back to Patty, because I got in touch with the producer that I'm working with right now, Carl Solo. He's done stuff with So Def. He's Grammy nominated for TLC's Fan Mail. You know, he participated as far as putting that project together. So I got in touch with him through Patty. You see what I'm saying? So it was me seeking out really one person that has multiple avenues as far as getting the tools that you need or the resources you need to be successful, or like you said, compete even. So that's what I would recommend. I mean, she's from Dallas, you know, so that's something that a lot of people from that area, I would seek her out. I don't know why. You know, I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I seek her out. I met her at a Whataburger, you know, 5 years ago. That's how I met Patty Geiger, at Whataburger, and I just stayed in touch with her. And eventually, when I was ready – I took that step, and, you know, when she felt that I was ready, she went ahead and accepted me as a client, because she doesn't just take everyone, but she will give you a fair critique of where you're at and then say, okay, this is what you need. And in my case, it was production. You know what I'm saying? It was the business end, a website, those type of things. And one of the number one things that she stressed to me prior to getting into this industry was to do your research. Do your homework on the industry, on the artists that actually paved the way. A lot of people don't do that. You know, I'm sure that if you were to open up like a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts or something like that, you would do some research on coffee shops. You wouldn't just open a Dunkin' Donuts. You know what I mean? You'd have to invest in that coffee shop for it to be successful. So it's no different. This is a business. People just get caught up on the music, and that's where Patty Geiger comes in, because she helps you remember this is a music business, you know?
Right
now, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Tara, and Tara, I'm going to let you hold it down. I know she got a lot on her mind, too. She got action.
I do.
How you doing, mama?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Okay.
All right. I do want to know what keeps you guys going. Like, what keeps you guys motivated to keep pushing? You know what I'm saying? Because the industry isn't what it used to be. You know, it only gets harder. So what is it that keeps you guys motivated and keeps y'all sticking together as one?
I mean, we like a family here. You know, as far as everyone that works here, it's not like there's no beef, there's no drama really. I mean, we fight kind of like a family. Like, you know, we get mad at each other. Don't get me wrong. We have different personalities, and all of them are strong. You know, we feel like we're a group full of leaders. But like a family, when someone steps out of line, you go ahead and you handle that. And then once that situation is done with, you put it behind you and you move forward. Because at the end of the day, it's all about all of our success. You know, we mm-hmm. all have a hand in this, and if one of us goes, then all of us go. I mean, that's just kind of how we look at it. So is no one really running the show here or anything like that? If anything, it'd be Patty and Carl running the show, and then we put in our individual input as far as artists go. But as far as who's on the pecking order and all that, it was just kind of who came to the table at the right time, you know, with their stuff ready. So, I mean, that's kind of how we stay together. As far as pushing forward through all the mess and all the garbage that the industry throws at you, that really just takes a tenacious person. You know what I'm saying? Someone that has a I'm not going to give up type of attitude. And I kind of said this yesterday when I was talking to someone. I always say weird as well, you know, because normal people wouldn't continue to get up failure after failure and push forward and do this. That's just not what normal people do. They usually, you know, it gets hard for a minute and they quit. You know, and I would say
right.
That's one of the biggest things that's aided to our success is that none of us ever quit.
I hear that. What is one thing that you can tell everybody, like, that will motivate them, you know what I'm saying, to take those steps? Like, what is it that you have to literally tell yourself every day? Because I know a lot of artists have to literally have mental notes for themselves, rather, to just keep them pushing. Because, I mean, we're only human, you know, so I know it gets sometimes where you just look like, is this really what I want to do, or which other way can I go around it? How do you stay consistent within your craft?
Yeah, I'm hearing my crew behind me, and I have to agree with them right now. I'd say God first. Prayer
okay.
every day. I see us praying. I mean, they don't know that I'll be catching them, but we each individually, at some point in time when we're working together, I'll see someone praying about this or someone praying about that, because we all are people at the end of the day, and we got families and stuff like that. You still got to worry about paying the bills and the daily grind, not to mention trying to make it in an industry that's really stacked against you. So, I mean, as far as that goes, prayer number one, and then just something positive to reinforce what you're doing. You know, not every day you get up and want to go to work. I mean, I'm sure that y'all love what you do here with the radio, you know, the radio station and whatnot, but it's the fact that you had a great show, this one show. You know what I'm saying? That keeps you coming back. And maybe one show didn't go the greatest, but if you remember that one show you had, you're like, man, you know what I'm saying? Let's top that one. And that's what I do every time I get in the booth. I just try to top what I did the day before or the song before, because you're only as good as what you did, you know, 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. People forget what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice answer. Very nice answer.
Yeah, that was perfect. I think that anybody connected that period. That's what I liked about the answer to myself too. All right, Kelly. All right, we got one more person. We're gonna have on the block. Ask you some questions too, and ask our other co-hosts in the building too, Terrence. In the building. Oh my God. All right, Keith the Diva. What's up?
I'm here. What's up? What's up? Nothing. Had a long day, but we'll talk about that later. Anyways, I'd like to welcome you. I know they gave you a wonderful welcome. I'd like to welcome you. And I really didn't get the background information as of yet because I'm running really, really late. But I was just listening to you, and your attitude is very, very positive. I love it. My question to you was, when your backup is up against the wall, you guys as a team, how do you guys handle that? Because it gets tough. I know it gets tough, and I want to know, like, how do you guys push forward and not let what's being thrown at you hinder you or, you know, steer you in the wrong direction?
That's going to go back to the wonderful Patty Geiger once again. I mean, we push those type of situations off on her, kind of bounce those things off of her and let a cooler head prevail. She's been around the industry for a long time. Same with Carl. Right. Those are questions that, you know, or problems that we can go to him with, and maybe he'll have some previous experience as far as dealing with that situation that'll allow us to, you know, get around that or see it from a different angle. You know, maybe it's not something that's so negative. Maybe we're just looking at it the wrong way, and we just need a different perspective, and they can provide that. So, I mean, really, it's Patty Geiger, like I say, she's the one that I kind of bounce all my stuff off of. We call her Mama G, you know what I'm saying? Because she just got that motherly instinct to calm you down and then think in a positive manner or a way to solve the situation instead of dwelling on what just happened. You know, right now we're in the studio. We got a five-hour block, and I got four songs to knock out and the interview and all that. And most people would flip out and, oh, I can't do all that, but we make it work. You know, we got people, I can hear them in there working on the beat and the lyrics that are laid down right now until I get back in there, until, you know, Bo jumps in there or whatnot. So we figure out a way to keep things moving and just try to keep pushing forward. That's it. That's all you can do.
Right.
That's Superman
and
K-4.
Go ahead.
And I wanted, my other question to you was, as an artist, what does growth mean to you? Like, where do you see yourself trying to go? And my other question along with that is, who is your idol? Who do you idolize?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to answer the idolize one first, because my favorite song of all time, and it's just something I turn to when things ain't the greatest, and even when they're all right, you know, I still turn to it, but it's Tupac, Scarface, Smile. That's my favorite song of all time. So I'm a West Coast kid with a down south influence. So if I had to pick one of the two, I'd miss them both together. That's what I'm going to go with. As far as current artists, I'd say E-40, because I'm from the, you know, West Coast once again. But I'm sorry, can you repeat the rest of the question?
Growth, as far as
growth,
you and your team, how do you guys, what does that mean to you, and where are you trying to take your career?
Dang. All right. Well, I've grown so much in the past year. I feel like I've crammed 5 years into 1 year. So with the curve that I've just taken as far as learning curve goes, I mean, we're looking at this album. This ain't me looking at it like that. I feel confident when people tell me this because they're in the industry. But we're looking at this album as possibly being one of the groundbreaking classic albums of all time, any genre. So as far as hip-hop goes, I plan on stepping out like a Kendrick or a Big Sean or, you know, any of them. I'm not afraid to get on the track with any of them people. So that's where I see my career headed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I appreciate it. And that's where I see my career headed. As far as the rest of the crew, we got something for everybody. In every lane, you know, Block, bring that street to you, you know what I'm saying, on a real high level. I mean, he's a pro at what he does. This is what someone I get a lot of notes from and take a lot of information from on how to tweak my flow this way or that way, you know what I'm saying? We got Bo, who's in her own lane as far as females go, and y'all kind of heard that on the collab there. She has big aspirations as far as this, as far as her career goes. So it's really the pace of the leader, the pace of the pack. And Patty Geiger, I mean, she moves at a fast pace. She demands excellence. But I hope I answered the question. I'm glad I got to talk to y'all. I got to run in here and actually record right now. I'm going to pass y'all off to the rest of the crew and let them talk. And,
all right.
You know, we got lots of people for y'all to talk to. Go ahead.
Now, before you leave, I want you to introduce the snippet we're going to play right before we come back. And that's this is my favorite song so far, one of the snippets that you got. That's White Boy Wasted. You got to introduce that song for us.
Hey, yo. This is a snippet of my single coming, White Boy Wasted, by Monty on the mic, featuring Block Bleeder, Dallas's own Block Bleeder. Stampede, you know what I'm saying? Show some love. And UBM Click, I'm going to pass it off to the crew and let them get down. Y'all talk to Travis, everybody, Versi, Steady P, shout out to all y'all. But Lil Rev, you know what I mean? Tia Hellevy. We got a lot of people, Rome. So y'all enjoy the single.
Oh, yeah, T, we had a great time when she was on the show.
Oh, she's incredibly talented. Incredibly talented. But y'all have a good time. I appreciate y'all spending some time with me here in the UBM Click. And I hope y'all like the single.
Absolutely.
All right.
No problem. We appreciate you, too.
All right. We come back, we'll be chopping up some more with UBM Click, getting a quick bit from them as far as what they each have in store coming out. And this is White Boy. This is a snippet of White Boy Wasted exclusively here on Life That Does Live.
I said a white boy, what he gone off the drink, gone off the troll, mine gone for show. I said a white boy, what he drink, and I get hella paid. Don't get fucked up tonight.
Woo!
They left money in this bitch. My plan's to fucking party like I'm getting 86.
Okay.
I'ma keep the fucking numb.
Okay.
Yep. We polish off these bitches.
Go ahead.
Every bad bitch in here is drunken up short tits.
Woo!
Give fine hoops. I don't give a fucking what. I'm out here carrying gold banging hoes with this drink in my cup. Man,
get
them blaze rolling tough. Eyes blazing looking shut.
Oh boy.
I know child, yup. But got two aces wanna fuck. Now break your dime. Who don't want? He ain't nice that I is.
Nah.
I'ma take real niggas for niggas that's really ignorant. That's on my OGs, that OG. Now that's real spit.
Real spit.
They wanna be calling this man, my crew be the shit.
Okay.
They all trying to fuck.
Okay.
Up here, they be going in. We don't just buy round shots, bitch. We buy at least 10. Don't talk about it, be about it. You can, we do it big.
Okay.
We've been made good music. They ain't fucking with
my white boy. Gone off the drink, gone off the troll. Mine gone for show. I said I'm white boy. Wait, drink, that I get hella paid. I said a white boy, wait, gone off the drink, gone off the troll, mine gone for show. I said a white boy, wait, drink, that I get hella paid.
And then she twerking in this bitch, got me saying crazy things I cannot bust on your lips.
All right. Yeah. All right, welcome back to Life It Does Live. That was a little piece of my boy Monty on the mic and my boy Block Beater with the snippet of White Boy Wasted. And they already started a catchphrase in there already. I don't know if y'all picked up on that, but Kurt Cobanging, remember that phrase. That's going to pick up real quick. Remember that phrase. That's the one definitely we got to give our boy Monty a hand for coming through.
Yeah, most definitely.
And we still got people UBM in the building. So I'm going to go ahead and let them. I know we actually got a chance to introduce themselves earlier, but the question I want for each of y'all to let everyone know that's listening to the show right now is, what's the one thing that you want people to remember you most by as far as before you die? If you were to die today and then they were to be left with something in your music career, what's one thing you want them to remember you by? So
hey, let me go and answer that.
Take it. Right, Bo, handle it.
It would be truth. I want to leave this earth with people knowing that Bo gonna tell the truth no matter what.
Okay.
And that's it.
Man, that's perfect. I think that's enough right there.
She thought it really quick. She thought it rather.
She was like, bam. She didn't waste no time. She was like, bam. Okay. All right. Next up on the mic. That is almost hard to follow up.
This is Travis Starr, the crooner, I guess. That's what they call me. They label me here. I would like to be remembered just for, I don't know, I want to enlighten people. You know what I mean? I want people to wake up, you know, there's so much stuff going on in this world today. I mean, as far as, you know, the news, I mean, it's bombings and, you know, crazy people over in other countries talking, you know, and it's a lot we can do together, you know what I mean? It's a lot that we can accomplish if we just basically come to terms and we, you know, we got to think about what we're doing, and I think that the music should reflect that, you know what I mean? And that's what I want my music to reflect. I want to wake up people.
Okay,
nice.
So if I had to take one word you said from that sums all that up, it's enlightenment.
Right.
Bam. Okay, so we got truth, enlightenment. That's going hand in hand. Okay, Block, man. You got two hard to follow up, man.
Hey, man. For me, I really want the world to get the realness of, you know what I'm saying, a true artist, a true human, just a real person all the way around.
Okay. All right. So we got real, right. True, and we got enlightenment. I mean, this is going hand in hand. I guess it just goes to show that's what y'all are about. Y'all are about, you know, keeping it real with people and allowing the truth to enlighten them. I think y'all like how I put that together.
Yeah, I like the way you said that.
Thank you. You know, I'm a craftsman myself, you know, young Shakespeare. Okay, so what we're going to do, I know people were sitting over there hitting their tables because they were like, oh my God, the stories that we're talking about today. We're going over the phone lines now and allow y'all to talk about, you know, this crazy crap that's going on in Boston. And then, you know, this dad who gave his daughters a whipping over twerking. You know, y'all already know how I feel about it. I personally feel about it, but of course we're going to allow you all to be able to share what you think about it too. So before we go to UP, I'm going to save y'all. We're going to go ahead and go to some of the other people in the phone line. So hold on. We got somebody from the 214, 316. I'm coming to you now. You're on Life of the Dust Live. What do you think about the Boston Marathon bombing today? Caller from 214-316.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
Friend's gone.
Yeah. Okay, I'm putting them on mute for a second. Hold on. That's another caller on 469-358. You on Life of the Dust Live. What you think about the Boston Marathon bombing?
Hey,
UBM.
Verse, get on
and
speak.
Verse,
Ellen.
Verse.
I guess
it's
gonna go.
Okay, I'll come back to you.
Bombings in Boston.
Can you hear me?
Really messed up. But
yeah, there we go. Perfect. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me, Block?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm online. I'm here.
All right, so Versi, man, as far as, you know, this crazy crap going on in Boston, man, I got to tell you about it, that's one of my favorite cities, period. And, you know, what do you think about this bombing that's going on over there today, man?
I just think it's a huge wake-up call for the world, man, just to realize what's really going on in current events. just so far as what everybody just so much on the president, just different small stuff. I think it's a real eye-opener to take everything else that's going on in the world to focus on what's really happening at current events in the United States, what's touching us. You hear a lot about this stuff going on in other countries, but now if people think for a while, you know, this stuff would not happen in the United States, but now it is, you know, so it's kind of like we the third world country and all this stuff that they doing is going on over here now.
Right.
Right. People, you say it go back to enlightenment. They just put it perfectly earlier. People are not realizing we getting up. You're going to keep, you're going to learn the truth. It's going to end up coming back and find you. But yeah, I definitely appreciate you for sharing your thoughts on that. And definitely, you know, as far as, UBM and Monty on the mic, what encouraged or what comments or what not do you have?
I couldn't hear the lines breaking up.
As far as for UBM and Monty, do you have any words of encouragement or anything you want to say to them?
Oh, man, you know, that's my team, you know, so everything encouraging, man, just keep grinding, keep pushing, you know, we keep God first, and that's all that, you know, that's all that really matters right there, you know, if you keep God first, you can make through anything, and so we going to get it.
Definitely.
Keep grinding, pushing.
Okay, I'm going to fight that.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the next person. All right, thank you, Versi, and I saw you had me on Facebook earlier, so I did get you. Thanks for that nice friend invite, man.
Already, yeah, man. I have to go and do it since I'm not there in Atlanta with them now. So I went ahead and just joined in on the phone.
All right, bet. Okay, so hold on. We'll go to the next person. And, of course, I'm wondering because I know some people got something to say about this daddy. Nah, for real, y'all already know how, y'all know how I feel, man. They need their butt whip, not with an extension cord or cable wire, but whatever. I'm going to someone from the 682-238. You on Life of the Dust Live. What's up?
What's good? It's T. Hullaby.
Oh, man. God dang it. T. Hullaby in the goddamn building. it's been a while,
I just called in for support. I'm calling in to support my peeps. I got the text message. I was like, I gotta call in. I was like, hey, my boy,
yeah,
Steady Show.
Yeah, I mean, T, and y'all, see, because like they said, T is part of UVM, but T, what, how long ago was that? Man, about a year ago was on the show, and ever since then, we've been playing her music back to back, every chance we get is on here, so it's just, hey, people be feeling it. You already know my favorite one is.
There you go.
Oh, Lord. And I, you know, one day, too, I want to go ahead and show you some love, too, like on here. For, you know, she actually performed at one of the events I did, too, that I was DJing at. So I appreciate you for coming to show love for that as well.
No problem.
Now, I know you got something to say about these. What you think about the dad whooping his daughters over twerking, putting a twerking video out on Facebook?
You know, there were several reasons that she should have got beat, and he, I support it. You know, I mean, one, you was in church, you should have, the Holy Ghost should have beat that. you was real bold, okay. So, yeah. There was a little discussion on Facebook, and this guy who has daughters was like, yeah, you know, I don't think that it was a good enough reason to discipline her. And I was like, well, you know, if you let her get away with that, then she'll bring you home a grandkid, you know, in a year. Too, you know, and there's predators out there. It could be worse than bringing home a kid. She can die,
right?
You know, from or, if she gets picked up because somebody seen her on the video and was like, oh yeah, let me see what's going on, and then they don't want no witnesses, and then she's dead. You know, it's a whole huge range of things, you know.
Right, most definitely.
It's crazy.
That's definitely crazy. Right. And I don't condone it, but she should have been chastised in the proper manner. I think that that was just a little bit too much. And like she said, there could be predators looking at that video. There could be someone plotting to get her because of, you know, what she was doing, which was inappropriate. But I think that it was should have been a better way that he handled that. Now, if it was my daughter, I probably would have broke her in two, but I wouldn't beat her with a 64 or a cable cord. I don't think I would have recorded it. Okay. Yeah, let
yeah,
her record it.
There we go. That's the problem. The recording
that
thing. That's what I didn't
yeah.
get.
Yeah. That was the issue. You know, I wouldn't have recorded it, but she would have gotten what she needed to get. I don't
right.
condone, like, beating kids out of anger. I think you need to, if you're too angry at one point, you need to go cool off, get a cool head, and then discipline properly.
And so they put
yeah. Yeah. I do agree with that because you're a grown person, they're a child, you don't really
mm-hmm.
know your strength once you get upset. So I do agree. I do agree on that.
And what they say, it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Yeah, that's because parents, like you said, that's when parents get a calmer head and they come and give you a whooping, not because they just feel like whooping some ass. They whooping you because they whooping you to discipline you, but not just doing it because they just want to whoop somebody and they're angry
right.
and want to whoop you.
Yeah, that's very true.
And I think that's the difference between I think that's the difference why, you know, people get mixed up with every time a kid gets a whooping, it's always abuse. No, it's not abuse. It's all about how it's being done.
Exactly.
That's the most definitely
kid,
all right,
though.
T. So I'm going to go to the next person, T. Hold it, hang in there.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I see somebody, I know this number. I know who this got to be. It's got to be the one and only Chef CeCe. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Chef? What's good, man, on the show, man? I've been
what's up, man?
What's going on? Just want to send a shout-out, man, to the veterans in the game, man. Black Blazer, man, big ups to you, man, for hanging in there in the music struggle. I mean, you're not only united by music, man. We're united by mindset. I know where your mind is at. So big ups to you on hanging in there, doing that thing. To my girl, Patty, hey, I see you got the team all together. You know, I appreciate what you're doing, man, for music on the local team here. I just want to, you know, just say, y'all keep doing what you're doing, UVM. Be the model for all these cats that are trying to, like, you know, get out there and do their thing on the, you know, in the open, man, with no help from the industry right now. Y'all just, you know, just keep it up, man. And, like, you know, you'll be the ones to follow. You'll be the ones they paddle out the, because y'all keeping it together and y'all got it hot. I've been listening to the tracks out there. Looks like y'all got it going on. So hope to see much success on the other side, man.
Hey, that's
definitely. And y'all know something? Y'all know something very similar? Y'all know something similar in voices? Yes, I got it. I got to tell a secret. Some people didn't pick up on that right away, and he was telling a story for those people about the big shocker. of course, Monty on the mic is my brother, so big ups to my older brother for doing it up, and of course, Chef CeCe. Is the person who is responsible for bringing us into this world, our dad. So big ups to you, Chef CeCe.
Big ups to that.
Now I know I got to get his because I know he got something to say about this too. As a parent, I got definitely, and him being a male too, I got to get his mindset on that. And that's you know, what do you think about the dad whooping his daughter over making a twerking video and putting it on Facebook? Chef CeCe.
I'm with you, man. You know, it's like, I'm of a mindset, man. It's like, it just depends on what's on that person's mind. Man. Where are they coming from with this, you know, if the weapon was justified, you know, I'm questioning some people want a parent, man, out in the public, man, but don't want a parent at home. So I want to question the motives for the weapon in the first place. You know, why did she have the mindset to want to do this where she did it at, first of all? So, was, you know, is there being any real parenting going on, or was you embarrassed on the outside that you had to beat your kid then? So that's why I'm looking at it from there. It's like, you know, you need some balance. You need a little bit of love and discipline on the inside of the house and on the outside. So, I mean, you know, don't wait till the kid get out in the public. You want to show out with them because they're embarrassing you. So, I mean, you know, you got to put some love on the inside of the house and put the right mindset on their child so they get out there. You ain't got to worry about that. One look will make them act right. You know, they get some act right in them because they know what time it is before they even step out the house. So, you know, that's where I look at it from.
Yeah, I haven't really heard nobody approach it that way yet.
And that's why,
you know, that's the thing about that, too. Like you were saying, a lot of people don't look at it that way, too. And that's why I'm glad I got him to share his comment on that, too, because him being a dad and having a daughter as well, you know, I can pretty much vouch that my sister wouldn't run around here doing all this crazy stuff. And like he said, that's because how they raised us, you know, it wasn't like they wanted to put fear into us every day. Like, oh my God, you have to be fear. You have to fear us every day and walk around and, oh my God, my parents are going to whoop me. It wasn't about that. You got to, like he said, don't just discipline your child because the public caught your children acting up. So now all of a sudden, now you want to be a parent. So I like that approach on it. A lot of people haven't approached it that way yet. But most definitely, I appreciate that comment because that's a fresh look that ain't nobody put onto it yet. All right, so I'm going to hold on, Chef CC. Hold on. Let's see if we got somebody from 972-552. So I'm going to bring that person in and see what we got. Okay, for 972, you in the building. What's up?
Hey, man, what it do, man? This is Bugatti from the Triple D, man, Dallas, Texas, man.
What's the deal?
What's up, man?
I mean, shoot, first of all, I'm going to touch bases on that issue about the father whooping his child. Well, man, I mean, rest in peace to my mother. I lost her in 2011. And one thing that we lived by, and you know what I'm saying, day-to-day went by in our house was for one prayer, you know what I'm saying? Try to keep away demons, but at the same time, my mama always told me that exactly where you act up at is where I'm going to get that A word at, you know what I'm saying? Excuse the expression, and you know what I'm saying? She did it on camera to be exposed, to become, you know what I'm saying, whoever in her mind she thought she could be possibly the Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying, those other people, but, you know what I'm saying? And he kind of went overboard with it, but, I mean, imagine the ideal that went across his head of, you know what I'm saying, what she could be, and you know what I'm saying, the name that people would call him as a father by her going that route. So, you know what I'm saying, it's a mind thing, you know what I'm saying, to each his own. But from where I'm coming from, man, out here in Dallas, these mothers don't play, man. And what you do with it, you know what I'm saying, that's where you're going to get it at. So I just leave it at that, man.
I think that was nicely said. And, you know, of course you being from Dallas, I mean, you probably know Miss Patty Gaga, and of course she's probably sharing with you about the UBM clique. Anything you got to say about them, what's the kind of love you got for them, man?
I say, man, I got some stuff written, you know what I'm saying, Black Bleeding, what it do, man, you know what I'm saying? I got some singles, you know what I'm saying, some tracks already with a few people on the camp, you know what I'm saying, much more to come. Man, I'm waiting to get to Atlanta, man, just to keep it 100, man. I'm letting them know, man, I'm on my way probably in the next couple weeks, man. We finna really, really get to it, man, you know what I'm saying? Hope y'all invite me in, let me get in where I fit in and do what I do best, which is right, you know what I'm saying? And salute, Miss Patty Geiger. Salute, you know what I'm saying?
Salute.
Carl Solo, salute, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, Bo, what it do? Hit me on Facebook, shout-outs, everything, whatever. Salute, man. I'm proud of y'all, man. I had to pull over my car, you know what I'm saying, because I was on the line, you know what I'm saying, on the station, and I was jamming, waiting on my time in line, you know what I'm saying, and shoot, I came up, and I had to pull over, man, and do my support thing, man, because you got to give it to get it, so, yeah.
Man, you closed it out perfectly. I tell you that all the time, you know, I run around and tell these artists and models and all that all the time, that you can't complain about people not supporting you if you can't take the time out to go support your own. And I think you said it perfectly. God dang it. Y'all coming over me. It's like we got some stars all on this line today. They coming in here with some truth.
That's that Patty Gaga records grinding our mind, man. Serious business, man. She put some stones down, man. for us to, you know what I'm saying, walk upon and, you know what I'm saying, set that straight line as far as focus. A lot of people fell off, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people went their own way, but, man, I'm to the point, man, I see what's going down, man. I mean, you can hear about it. You can, you know what I'm saying, look it up on the Internet whenever you get a chance to. But when you really witnessing it, man, either you better get with it, man, or possibly get lost, man, because it ain't nothing you're going to do. Either roll or get rolled over. So, you know what I'm saying? Salute, man. From Dallas to the ATL, man. Serious business. From Bugatti Berg, man.
I hear that.
I appreciate you, man. It's definitely glad. All right. Hold on, Bugatti. If we put you... Oh, quick, we go to the next person. We got one person in the seat. They got their hand up in the air. All right, we got somebody else with an 817. You are on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, family?
What's up? Oh, I know what this is. I know that. I know that cool voice. I know what that is. That's the fly
guy. Yeah,
you know
who it is, man. I'm coming through, man. I got to come through, man, and show some love to my peep, man, my peoples, man, my family. And Ceddy P, man, you know, it's been a long time. It's good to be on your show. It's been a while. Chef C, I want to give shout-outs to UVM, the Click, Patty. Oh, man, it's everybody, man. And I can't forget Carl Solo. I mean, they're doing a terrific job. You know, much love to everybody. We just trying to get it in. Came through, like I said, just to show love and support. You know what I mean? And I was just waiting just to get my turn so I can speak. I can talk a lot.
Everybody can get into the wine in the bathroom. Like, I'm going to get the restroom soon.
Yeah, you know it, man. And, you know, thank God, man, you know, all the conversation that's going across about, you know, the things that's going on in this world, man, and what happened today in Boston. I don't know too much about the video clip about the young lady. It's my first time hearing about it. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, every time you try to do good, evil is always present, man. And that's the word, you know what I mean? You know, you try to do good, but there's always some evil. And that whole thing in Boston, pretty much, you know, it was a community thing supporting the mishap and the tragic thing that happened over in Connecticut. That really was what that's behind. This year, the theme of that was the tragic that happened, and they were trying to do something positive. And like I said, evil is always present, you know. And we got to be careful of what we're really teaching our kids, you know. We forget about parenting, how we raise our kids. I don't know how, you know. Speaking on that about the video and the young lady. I don't know how old she was or whatever, and it really don't matter
like
at this point.
So like this, she need to be at home watching SpongeBob and not twerking. That's what we need. That's...
Oh, okay.
we'll put it that way.
Okay. Well, you know, but like I said, you know, we just got to, you know, do better in parenting. You know, it's that's what it is, you know. You go to school, you know, I have children, go to school, and... everything that they display in public, you know, is going to reflect what's going on at the house or at home. So we need to do a better job with that. And that's just my point of view on a lot of things. A lot of other things that we can talk about and discuss, but that, you know, that would take another hour. But... you know, it's just, you know, we got to do a better job, you know, and we can't just leave it up to, you know, the teachers to educate our kids. We have to educate our kids at home, too. So we just need to do a better job, and that's my opinion. And I really appreciate you, man, for letting me have a voice and, you know, be able to come on here and listen to all my family. I mean, it's just God is good, man, you know, and he's in control of everything. And you have to always remember to put God first, you know, regardless of what we're doing. You know, we definitely have to have him first and foremost in our life. And with that said, I want to give the mic back to you, man. Hey, much love. Like I said, to everyone. And UBM, hey, let's do this.
Well, definitely. I appreciate it too, Fly Guy. You know, it's almost, man, we only missing... We're only missing two more people. We'd be in for like you on Patty Speaks right now. You got Chef CZ to call in. You get caught in. Like, oh, man. Like, I take it back to the Patty Speaks days. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Wow. Had much fun with that. All right. Wow.
All right. All right, Fly Guy. Okay, we're going. I see another person. People, they line them up right now, like, I got to get next. I'm going to go one more person I see, and I know who this is. 832, that's the Florida area. And let me go ahead and 832 Florida area, that's got to be Tampa. So that's only got to be one person that I know. That's got to be my boy Smelly. What's up, Smelly?
What's the deal?
832.
If you said 832, that is not Florida. You fail.
Oh, Lord, that's Houston. Okay, excuse me. I'm all in my zone. I started like, oh, the boy Smelly. I see him in the chat room. Thought that was him. Okay, Junie. What's up, Ace Town? What's up?
Oh, hi. Since you're always bugging me for not saying anything.
she's phone line lurking.
No, but
okay.
My little two-piece on this twerk video madness. You know, nowadays, with so many people, like, videoing them kids, doing that kind of stuff, like, it's already set the precedent that it's an appropriate behavior for children that age. So I completely agree with her dad trying to reel her back in and be like, hey, not in this house. Like, we ain't that kind of family. Obviously, like, you do have to. I don't know what his current, like, discipline status was for her or, like, if that's something she normally got in trouble for or, like, normally got disciplined as, but I don't know. Like, if that's not a behavior that he finds becoming of his daughter, it is his business, what way he goes about, you know, extinguishing that behavior. And that's the end of the day. I mean, I kind of wish she wouldn't videoed it. I think it's more effective when a child feels more disappointment than just straight anger, because that's something my dad did to kind of, like, if we did anything, like, a type of behavior that was not, that he didn't like, it was more, not that he was angry, it was more that, hey, you know, as a young lady, like, when we're a Christian family, he's like, as a young lady in Christ, like, that's not a behavior you should be doing. Like, you're worth more than that. You're valued more than that. And you shouldn't devalue yourself or put yourself down to that level because you think it's cute. So that's just my opinion on that.
Right. Yeah, and y'all know I'm going to keep it real, y'all. Y'all already know how I feel. Like I said, do I be dancing in the club? Yes, but I'm a grown man. You go back to that, and these grown women that are in the club. Again, that is a grown, you're a grown woman or whatever. But it's when these kids, it's like it goes back to what we talk about, me and Taryn, we talk about this all the time. Taryn, what we say every time you turn on the radio, every goddamn time you go to the radio, it's, you can't escape all the songs. It's like saying, hey, go be a stripper. Hey, go be a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go be a stripper. When you think that, it's like, that's why, it, to me, you know, twerking used to not really be a bad thing necessarily. But now the fact that everybody, I was trying to be twerk team on YouTube, is like girls, you know, that still got milk on their breath want to be twerk team, and then they
right.
want to all be strippers. They all want to be strippers. That's when it started getting crazy. When they started wanting to go
yeah.
that route. Now they're like, oh, I can get big and famous if I go shake my ass real quick. No, you know, it's like, it's getting tainted, and they take it because now they go on, they take it, they watch it too much reality TV and getting too much impressions from that. So, oh Lord, y'all know y'all be here all day.
Like twerking, that used to be something like that. It was between you and people you were dancing with, or you and your people in the room. Now it's between you and everybody on the internet, and that's when it's getting out of control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, because like I said earlier, people used to, I'm not acting stupid, naive, like when they used to have the backyard parties or the little garage parties on the south side and there wasn't twerking going on. Yeah, but not like how it is now. Like, man, these are teenagers now. They doing the most. I'm like, God dang. I don't know what to say. It's way too much going on, but okay, so I'm gonna put you on hold, Junie. I appreciate you, Junie, Junie always showing love. But she's chilling, so I called her out last week. I appreciate you, Junie. Okay, so we go another person. Okay, now I mix up my 8-1s and all that stuff, all my eights. Area code to start with 8. Now I'm right. 813 is Tampa. I knew I wasn't crazy. All right, so that's got to be Smelly. What's up, Smelly?
Yeah, what's happening? Evening, my brothers and sisters. How y'all doing? What's good?
What's up?
Man, late night, getting a little read on fire, crashing. Get ready for my grind tomorrow. You know how I do. I'm going to come through, say what's happening, and see what's popping.
I was definitely Florida. And you know, man, and I know you're a man of, you know, you usually stay of what's going on around the world. You usually be on top of that, and you've been saying some deep stuff too. I mean, every chance you get, you put some stuff on Front Street. And as far as what do you got to say as far as this whole between the Boston marathon bombing and then of course the daddy whooping some ass over shaking some ass?
It's a thousand issues, you know what I'm saying? Because I listen to, we have the pleasure of having 88.5, which is public access radio, which a lot of cities don't have. That's kind of, you know, FCC regulated, but then at the same time it's ran by the people. So they get a lot of topics. So they had a topic similar to what you're talking about, but that he played it in the gun control. And he was talking about, you know, teachers, because, you know, they talking about arming teachers in school now. You know, and that's a better way to protect your kids. So I had to kind of break it down. I had a thought popped into my head. How in the hell you going to arm some teachers with guns when you can't even keep the teachers from sleeping with the kids?
That's a good point. Uh-oh. That's a real good point.
Okay, so you look, play that scenario out. I'm at work. I done slept with little Johnny or backwards. I done slept with little Sue because it's a male and female that's doing this shit nowadays. You come to fire me because you done found out about it. I got two options. I got a pistol so I can take this whole class hostage until you do whatever I say do. Or I can just flip out. And I can go on my own little shooting spree until at least these whatever 10, 15 bullets I got in this gun are expelled. And I save one for myself, like most of these stupid fools do. One scenario. And that's a serious scenario. Dude didn't look at it that way. Now, when you talk about the kids with the twerking and all this, look at the controversy that just hit the headlines. Look at Mr. Rick Ross. And look at the song that he put now. I'm giving your daughter, he might as well be saying that, I'm giving your daughter's roofies, I'm fucking her, I'm taking her home, I'm drugging her up. And this is what your kids is riding around listening to. And even though it's in a way that it's slick, like saying Molly, which is all sprayed on the radio. Now you got Nicki Minaj and everybody else is condoning heavy drug use. And then you're wondering why your kid is coming home talking about what's a Molly, and I ain't talking about the little white girl at school. And then you got to turn around and watch this on the video. And then at the same time where I just DJed at this weekend, you got the motherfucking little 5 to 10-year-olds, but you got all the goddamn parents standing around egging the shit on, and the only thing they want to hear is pop that pussy Doodle Brown and let the kids get into the middle of it, and they egg the kids on. So you got to run this all the way back to these so-called 34-year-old grandmas, these old 20-year-old aunties and uncles that sit up here and let their child and egg that type of behavior on. And it's at every single party that you go to that involves adults and involves a mixture of kids, because we don't separate children from the adults anymore. There's no such thing as get your ass out the living room like I grew up on. There's none of that anymore. Now it's, you can come on in here while we smoking weed, drinking our beer, playing with your mama or playing with somebody. All that's exposed. Kids are exposed to all of that. So you ain't no wonder why when you turn your back, every moment you turn your back, the little girl trying to do the nasty dance. And every time you turn your back, the little boy is trying to get up on it. Why? Because that's all they see. That's all they being exposed to, whether it's on the radio or whether it's on a video. And ain't nobody making videos with the censorship of kids that's going to be exposed to this. And it was a censorship back in the days. Don't ask me where it went. We have that no more. There's no censorship on TV. It was a point in time when Two Live Crew, when they got banned for having women in bathing suits. Now you got women in thongs on videos, and your kid is watching this. And nobody's providing an explanation for these kids. They don't know anything else. So they going to do what a kid's going to do. They going to be explored. Man, when I was in, you know, second, third grade, people, I'm 35 years old. So when I was in second grade, you know, we did the hunching. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know what the hell we was doing. But, you know, that's you just a human being, that's built into you. Nowadays, these little kids are trying to fuck something at 6, 7 years old. They're trying to fuck something. They're not trying to do just the hunch with our clothes on. No, because they done walked in too many times on mama or their cousin or their brother or somebody or the babysitter. They done walked in too many times and just been exposed openly to this sexual activity. They done seen too many videos where they might as well be having straight-up sex. I mean, as risque as the videos are this, you know, nowadays. And this is what your children are being. This is what children are being exposed to. So forget the teenage years. You got to start at the 5 years old, from 0 to 10. That's all you got. So if you're exposing them to nothing but filth and bullshit from 0 to 10, don't worry about from 10 to 20. That's done. They're already programmed. The programming starts from 0 to 10. If you don't reach them then, everything else is null and void. You don't even worry about it. You're almost too late. You should have instilled that early on. We don't do that. Now we got these little 2-year-olds that we instilling in to do the nastiest dance that they could possibly get. And you got everybody standing around, yeah, get it. Get it, Shay Shay. Do a little Ray Ray. Do the bump.
Yeah,
do
for
it.
Real.
Pop it. Pop it. Drop it. Do the stanky leg. The what? But then when you see who these dudes are, these some sissies. The stanky leg, that's a sissy dance. That's what sissies do in the club. So you want your little 5-year-old boy out there talking about doing some stanky leg, pulling his draws down, letting his pants sag. This is what us as a culture, let's go ahead and get into that, because this is what us as a culture is suffering from. And it needs to be nipped in the bud, because our generation is going to grow up to be a bunch of punks. walk around with their pants sagging, because that's the same shit they do in the prison system, and that's where it comes from. And it's even deeper than that, because that's what the slave master used to do to us back in the days, because he got tired of us running from him. So he took the belts from us. And that's why we had to run around holding our pants up, because every time he catches you, he'll fuck us in the ass. So our children don't understand that, and they want to disguise it to talk about gay and I'm this. No. Call it what it is. You a sodomite, and that's what your kids being exposed to, a bunch of sodomites. That's what they being exposed to, and that's why they in this whole revolving door system of going in from soon as they get into school, you got officers. When they go home, they see officers. Anywhere they're surrounded by is officers. So what are they going to be programmed and comfortable to see? It's officers. And that's what's going to end up, you know what I'm saying, getting them incarcerated, getting them all into the trouble and everything else. And it still comes all the way back to what? Them sitting down watching Rick Ross on the video, trying to watch 50 Cent on the video, trying to be Eminem. They want to be Gucci. They want bricks. You know what I'm saying? They want bricks. They see that. That's what they want. They want bricks. They want to see what the Molly is. They want to know what it is. So once they find out and they see Cousin JoJo, he talking about, man, I'm going to go down here. I'm going to get me a couple of Mollies. Okay, now he know the source to ask. You always got some asshole cousins, some asshole family member that just wants to educate your kid a little too much.
Exactly.
I think you put it perfectly. That you shut them. They're gonna teach them too much. Oh, come on, little cuz. That shit is not cool. To take your little cousin around and around to women that's half dressed. But that's what we are dealing with nowadays. It's not cool to put that little 5-year-old girl in with you and your homegirls while y'all riding around playing your hoe games. Smoking, flirting with men all out the window, half dressed, but then at the same time, you got this little girl being exposed to all that.
Exactly. They want to punish them later because after they know it's already too late, like you said.
You got 0 to 10. That's the fastest that you got with your kids, 0 to 10. After that, they're gonna burn you out. You ain't going to be able to catch up with them. You got 0 to 10. That's it. That's for anybody who got kids out there. You got 0 to 10 to tighten your kids up.
All right. Most definitely. I appreciate you for calling in, Smelly. You know, part of the trilateral commission in the building.
You should have. Well, it's too late for me to be all on this drop knowledge stuff. You know, I know during the daytime to where, you know what I'm saying, I can go out in the world and be productive. And now I'm finna be productive to this book that I'm reading. You know, I told you I'm writing a book, right?
Now
you writing a book?
Yeah, you did. Hold on.
Did you read my? You ain't read.
The manuscript you sent me. My brain thinking.
Your brain bullshitting is what you're doing. I sent you that. I sent you the first chapter, man. I said you ain't goofy for the first chapter, and then one of you sons of bitches sent me no reply back. Except for Goofy. Goofy said, yeah, he like it. That was totally, see, that's how I know you didn't read it. I asked you sons of bitches to send me, read it, and to provide me.
Oh, my Lord.
And to provide me a name for my car. So that means y'all didn't follow no instruction, because I'm still blank line halfway through my book because I don't know the name for my car. I'm trying to bring y'all into the fold and be a part of something special.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, oh, my God.
I'm trying to bring them into the fold, make this a true trilateral commission thing. But I'm not getting no love, my brother. I'm not getting no love.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
yes,
oh my God,
ladies,
really?
Gentlemen, I am an African-American sci-fi spy novel writer.
Okay,
if anybody
okay.
on this phone can tell me one African-American sci-fi spy novel writer, I damn sure be surprised. Anybody?
I got you.
Shoot.
Now, you can go.
Let me
okay,
go Google
go
in a second. I'm gonna go do some Googling.
y'all little young people. You know, a couple of young people up here. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, this is homework for you, Sadie J, and others. You know what I'm saying? Anybody heard of the Spook That Sat By The Door?
I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard that before.
The Spook That Sat By The Door. Anybody heard of that?
I have heard of it.
Okay. This is a book. It was a book written back in 1973. This book and film, because it's also, you can go on YouTube. That's really the only way you're going to see it now. It's on YouTube. They got a YouTube video of it. The book was banned for 30 years. The book was based off of, and this is not what I'm writing about. I got a sci-fi twist of mine, but it's in that same context of what I'm explaining. The CIA agent was African-American. This is a fictional story. This is not based on a true story. It's a fictional story. He's a CIA agent. And the brother set up there, did 10, 20 years in the CIA, legit, got out, but then went back. He's from Chicago. He went back to the inner cities of Chicago, got all the gang members together, convinced them to put their guns down, but then convinced them to pick their arms up and overthrow the government. He trained everybody on the CIA operations how to do everything. It's called The Spook That Sat By The Door. The book was so controversial that back in 1973, that's when, you know, we had the Black Power movements and all that kind of stuff going on, that it was too parallel to what was going on. It was too controversial.
Right. I'm looking at it as we speak.
They banned the book for 30 years, 1973 to 2013. The book has just been released. Just been released. Sam Greenlee, that's the brother that wrote it, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't even expect that. He when you start reading about him, he didn't expect that. He didn't write the book to cause controversy. That was never his intention. He just came up with a story. He thought it would be cool to, you know, write that type of story. It was just the right story at the wrong time. It was the right story at the wrong time.
I hear that.
Yeah.
It's The Spook That Sat By The Door. So anybody want to see it, you know what I'm saying? You know, you might have to order off of Amazon or something like that. My local library down here don't have it. Yeah, your local library is not going to carry it, so don't go into the library thinking, yeah, I can find it. They ain't going to have it. If they do, let me know so I can have my library order from your library, because ain't no libraries down here got it. Let me know.
All right, most definitely. All right, Spelling. Hang on for me real quick, brother.
Yeah, I'm
go to
man.
One more person. I'm going to open up. This is a woman who is responsible for Monty on the Mic, you know, elevating that to success he's doing right now, and also responsible for the rest of UBM Click for doing what they do. I'm going to bring her in right now. My girl, Patty. What's up, Patty?
What's up, Sadie J? What's up?
What's good?
look, guys, I appreciate you guys having Monty, the UBM Click online. We, you know, those guys have really, really, really worked hard, and I am just so proud of them, you know. And I was listening to the guy before, you know, about what he's saying about, you know, the way we're raising our children, how the Black culture, how we've given up. Let me tell you, I'm from the old school, and these and the UBM Click, they know what time it is. You know, I put that mother fear in their hearts. You know, that's one thing that my parents put in me and I put in them. But this is something serious. Monty album, man, it is what I'm saying is it's going to be one of the hottest albums ever. If it was released right now, it would be number one in the country.
the only difference between us and everybody else that's out there, we ain't been heard yet. But we one song out from being finished. We're in the studio now. We're going to try to finish this last song tonight. And you guys be on the lookout for that UBM click. Leading person out that click is going to be Munchie on the mic. Well, Munchie, his name is not Munchie on the mic anymore. He's straight out Munchie. And we're going to make it happen. You know, one thing that I do try to enforce in them, that this is business. This is a business. This is a job. You know, you don't get up and go punch the clock every day and take your kids to work with you. You ain't on the phone all day with your girlfriend at work or your boyfriend, so you're not going to do it at this job. This is a job. You know what I'm saying? You got to give me something to represent you with. And if you give me garbage, ain't nobody going to deal with me no more. So, you know, I have to make it do what it do.
You know, I got to put you on the spot of one of the phrases you say as far as the business side, too. You always, it's one of these phrases you said before. You're not going to go into McDonald's and ask for, you know, go to McDonald's and say, hey, I want a free cheeseburger. And
they
expect
gonna
to get
they
one.
They're going
to
call police on you. You ain't going to order no food to take it, but it's free. Let me tell you something. People tell me all the time, Dallas, Texas will always be my home, always, born and raised. That's home. But my new home and place of business is Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I love Dallas, will always love Dallas. There's so much talent there. But until they learn the business and understand that this is business, they will still be performing for each other. They don't even buy each other music. You know, you have to invest in yourself. And if you don't invest in yourself, you're showing others that you really don't, you know, believe in yourself. I'm so sure this project, I'm so sure and confident of this project. If I needed to go borrow some money from them people that'll break your legs, you know, break your legs and your arms, I would go get their money and say, look, baby, give me 30 days, I'm going to have your money back. That's how sure I am on this project. This project is just that hot. It's produced by Carl Solo, formerly of So-So Def. He's known for, everybody know that song, Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri, Money Ain't a Thing. That's Carl Solo, The Brat, TLC, Escape, Master P. He's done work with a whole lot of artists. And one of the most humble people you want to meet produced this project. And you know he ain't going to put his name on no garbage. So we working. I mean, I love the team. I want to shout out to them. You know, Block Breeder, Stampede Records, SAT, Nothing More to Be Said, Dallas, Texas own. One of the hottest labels out of Dallas, Texas. You got Bo, female artist out of Dallas. T. Hullaby, one of my first clients, songwriter, still hanging in there. First artist I got out of New Orleans, City P. Come on now, I got Versi. We got Lil Rev. Matter of fact, Lil Rev is so good. People in the gospel area already want gospel. He's a gospel singer. So we're well-rounded. We got Travis Starr, our R&B artist. We got, you know, we have so many people. Munchie. You know, we're well-rounded. And, I mean, we just going to make things happen. We're going to make people that don't buy records want to buy records. I mean, and it's just an experience working with these guys, recording or learning, being developed, and that's what you have to do. You know, and I know Munchie said earlier that, you know, you have to invest in yourself, and you do. If you want to go somewhere, if you want to live in that box or you're doing this for a hobby, by all means, keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to take it to another level, seek some help. It don't have to be me. It don't have to be Carl Solo. Seek some other professionals. They can help you get to that next level. And you have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in that project. And believe me, I believe in that project. A lot, a whole
lot.
You know, yeah, I heard a couple of cuts. You heard the intro with all of them on there. You know what I'm saying? And then you heard that white boy wasted. Come on, man. Like you said, like Kirk, what do you say? What do you say about Kirk O'Bain?
Kirk O'Bagan, I got that drink in my cup. I tell you, I already told him, I said, remember, I heard that phrase today because it's going to pick up. Remember you heard
Man.
That phrase.
You know, and say you done heard it, you know, so you know we got something coming out of here.
Yeah, I, for the end of the day, when something is good, I'm going to tell you every day that it's good. That's how you know something is good. I'm going to keep going, oh, my God. And I just keep, that's all I talk about. And I'm like, I keep continually talking about the music from there. And that's the thing, you know, as far as, you know, I personally had a chance to watch him grow as far as it's like, you know, it just goes to show. People got quit. A lot of people out here don't realize that the reason they was like, well, nobody saw me or nothing. But they don't go pay these people who know what the heck they doing and already work with people that signed and all that, and to get that professional help to take them to that next level. They think they know everything.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And don't think, you know, like I said, the interview was great. I listened to them. You know, I also had that mama out on them, like, I wish you would have been something. You know what I'm saying? But I listened to the interview. But the thing about it is, one thing that Monty, you know, I feel like, Monkey to me is the person that's going to help a lot of artists understand, because the thing with Monkey, when we first got Monkey and he got his first song, he had wrote his, oh, yeah, I'm a writer, I'm a this and this and this and this. And what we did, we had, when he got the song, it was already written. But he still wrote his verses like, oh, they ain't going to tell me I'm an artist. They ain't going to tell me how to write. I know how to write, but you have to understand. You know how to write the way you know how to write. But if you've never been in the industry and you never had a deal and you never got nominated for a Grammy, or you, how do you know you writing the right way? How do you know that if you never went to school to learn that? Because we feel like, well, I write poetry and I do this and I do that. I can write. Yeah, some people have that natural talent, but not everybody. And he was used to working with beat makers, not a producer. See what I'm saying? So we had to sit down, sit and have that talk with him. And look, honey, we know you done wrote your verses, but this is all we need you to do is delivery. And when you see the way we want you to go, now he writes his own verses, because he had to see the way we shot. We weren't trying to make him be regional or just in his city. We were trying to make him worldwide. Artists come to me every day and say, good, I hear good and great every day. I'm not looking for good and great anymore. I'm looking for superstars. So you can do good and great all day, every day. That's not what I'm looking for. This team that I have, they're not good. They're not great. They're superstars. That's what this is, superstars. So you got to, and sometimes you have to bring it out of them. The artists don't know they have it in them because they shy to bring it. They don't want to take it to that level. That's what Carl do. He brings it out of them. We see something in you that you don't see. And we just help you reach that potential. That's what the team that I do, me and Carl Solo, and, you know, shout out to Canute Brown, shout out to Sheila, that's what we do. You know, we bring that out of you so you can see this is what we expect from you. It's a whole lot of work, and, you know, I'm tired of artists taking it for granted, thinking, oh, I can do it because they see it on TV, as the young man said prior. I see it on TV, and I see this, and I see that. That don't mean you can do it. You can see somebody driving an 18-wheeler. Don't mean you can get in there and drive it, do it. Somebody has to teach you. So that's my thing. You know, y'all be on the lookout for that UBM clip coming soon to a city near you. And Monty on the mic.
I just got one thing to ask you, Fanny. I've been dying to ask you. I got to ask this one question. Song.
Sandwich or a song? Song. Which one?
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to take it back to you.
The whole album, I take 10 foot long. I mean, I take 10 songs. Think we already taking pre-orders. People are already asking us, can we order that CD? This, I'm telling you, it's
awesome.
So hot.
So Subway can keep their subs?
Man, no, they can give me 10 and sit down and eat while I'm listening.
Look, a lot of people are like, what song? That's Patty. That's old school Patty Speak stuff. Y'all remember
we
that?
We're bringing that back. You know, we're bringing that back. We bring that back. But one thing I want to say, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm good at what I do. I'm good at what I do. But when you have something so good, so right, so perfect that you that it scare you, you know you're on the right track. It make me, I talk in my sleep at night now. Uh-oh, okay, this is what I got to do. I already done, look, when I get this grandma, make sure I don't fall going up them stairs, you know, when they get this grandma from up there on the mic. Look, it's already. Look, I tell them every day.
Don't fall the stairs up.
Look, I tell them every day, said it, when y'all see me falling, y'all better pick me up. I better not hit that ground there. I tell them all the time. And, that, you know, that's where I see it. You know what my problem is with this album right now? The biggest problem I have is, what single will we put out? That's the problem. And that's when you got an album like that, that's a dang good problem to have.
It is. It's like it's everybody got a favorite. Like, y'all already know. I played my favorite today. Y'all already know my favorite is.
Man, you know what my favorite is.
I already know. You know, that's my you know, what was my, It's Okay is my second favorite. That's my second favorite. Y'all see how we doing. We keep naming stuff all day.
And look, and like I said, we one song out. They probably finishing it while I'm in here. We one song out, but it's just, I mean, it feels so good to be part of something so wonderful. And knowing that I have artists, and one thing, artists, let me tell you something. When you come and you deal with these professionals, you're going to let that ego you got, you know, that chip, that big block, boulder you have on your shoulder. You got to be coachable. If you're not coachable, we can't help you. And that's the honest to God truth. If you're not coachable, you can't be helped. And I can go on and on and on, but one of the biggest and best decisions I ever made in my life was to move from Dallas to Atlanta. I don't regret it not one day. You know, it's so much, the opportunity is so much greater, and, you know, UBM is just going to open the door and bring it back to all the cities, not just Dallas. We're going to take it to all of the cities. So anybody interested, think they ready to, they tired of being in the same spot performing for everybody for the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years? You know, my song on the radio, yeah, they play it one time. That don't mean your song on the radio. That mean they wanted to just hear it properly. You know what I'm saying? So,
right, because people be up on that stuff too.
Come on,
yeah. My song on K104. My song on K104 right now. I seen it. I saw it my own two eyes. I put it on Front Street. Y'all know how I am. But I saw artists. I mean, they had, you know, their song was played one time. They were like, yeah, man, I'm on the radio right now. My song on K104 right now. You can hear it on there. And we ain't heard it since.
I mean, because you have to learn the business. People say, oh, radio this, radio that, radio this, radio that. Quit blaming it on radio. Quit pointing the finger. First of all, learn this business, sweetie. Learn the business. And when you learn this business, there is no need to point at radio. And first of all, you have to understand, Radio Day was not built for independent labels. That was built for majors. We just, you know, thought we knew everything. Like the guy before me again was saying, you know, we teach our kids this, and then when our kids run off and do stuff, we want them to look crazy. You know, somebody from an independent label went in and said, oh, you go to Radio Day and talk. And they'll play your music. So it just caught on. But no, Radio Day is for the majors. It ain't for the indies. You know what I'm saying? So, why is it kept? That's how I go.
I hear that.
Most definitely. And Patty, you know, I definitely, you know, I want to thank you too, you know, as far as thanks for linking up the interview with Monty and with UBM. You know, definitely a lot of heat gearing coming out that camp. I also thank you too because, like you said, you had to learn stuff. You got to learn stuff from a different point of view before you jump into the water. And
right.
As far as the production, as far as like when people come to the show and they go, oh, yeah, like my production, my whole production side, my whole of everything I do. Without, you know, I would do this show and do that show at the same time, but when I was over there, I was learning how to be a better producer, and that's played a big part in making this show run better. So,
right.
You know, I thank you for letting, you know, for putting that on, you know, every weekend, let me be a part of that magic. And also, too, you know, you are also the first, between you and Crazy B, y'all the first two people to actually expose me to my first photo shoot ever. So that was crazy,
okay.
Too. And
you know, that's one of my favorite photo shoots.
Yeah, you still got like the one where you try to hold my leg up.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes, I still like every time, like, oh my God, it's still crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's the whole magic of it all. And it wasn't in just, no, it wasn't just in mom and dad. You know, it wasn't just in somebody in the backyard pool of the Holiday Inn or something. It was like,
yeah,
in a top of the line studio downtown Dallas. So it was on,
yeah,
point.
We did it. And you know what? And let's give a shout out to Crazy B. You know, even though when I moved to Atlanta, he moved to L.A., Crazy B is back in Atlanta with us, with the team. So, you know, a lot of people thought they could keep us down. They didn't keep us down. We back together. Me, Crazy, and Carl Solo back together. And we, you know, we not kicking in no doors no more. You know, you said, we kicking in doors. Nah, but we taking the right approach. We making it happen. And, you know, I don't even have to sell a product. It's going to sell for itself. It's going to speak for itself. Production is on point. When I say on point, I mean on point. Them boys weren't even able to breathe the wrong way, Carl. No. I need you to breathe this way. So, you know, you need to breathe out your nose, not out your mouth. You know, so he got them on point. I love him. You know, he is just a blessing, because a man where he's been, and for him to even want to partner with me, you know, what more can I say? What more can I say? So, you know, people need help, give me a call. If not, call somebody somewhere that can help you. But when you call me, you got to be serious, because I'm kind of busy. I think y'all heard the UBM click. I don't think we heard Steady P on there tonight, but we had Versi and T. Hullaby and Block, Bo, Monty, Travis. Lil Ray wasn't on there, but they all was there, so you can see I'm kind of busy. And I love it. I love it. Eat, sleep, drink, wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I love it. But we coming to Dallas soon. Bring something special to the city.
As far as keeping up with the click, what website is the best way to keep up what's going on with UBM?
Just on my website. I mean, on Facebook under Patty Geiger. I haven't been really just keeping up with it that much, because again, like I said, we're finishing up this project. You can go to my website, which is plgeiger.com. We're gonna start putting more stuff up with them. They'll be here. The guys are here until the 28th of the month. So when they come out to Atlanta, believe me, they come to work. They were invited to be in a video here. So they're going to be here for the video, and we're going to get some little networking in. They had a choice to go to Young Girl birthday party tonight or go to the studio, and y'all see where we are at the studio. They got plenty of time to go to birthday parties. So, but we, you know, we getting it in. We doing what we have to do.
Do what you got to do.
Doing what we got to do.
Man,
I've been waiting for this. You know, it's just, again, Bugatti Burt, thank you for calling in, sweetie. Frenchie, you know I always love you. So, you know, all the people that support us, just, you know, CDP, UNCC, y'all know we ready. We should make it happen. Y'all won't get no sleep after this envelope up. There will be no sleeping. We don't sleep now, but it really won't
be. I already don't sleep, so that's going to be, you know, it is going to just keep me up even more than that now.
Right. So, y'all, you know, be on the lookout, just trying to do stuff to promote and brand Munchie and the UBM Click. If y'all know anybody that do any country, I'm looking for a country singer. You know, it's UBM, United by Music. United by Music. That means all music. Not just rap, not just, you know, not just R&B, all music. United by Music. That's what we're looking for.
That's definitely, and again, I think all y'all for coming through. I want to thank Monty for coming through to the show. Definitely a pleasure to be able to, you know, chop it up with my big bro, doing some big things going on, and UBM, everybody, you know, Bach calling in, Travis calling in, Bo Deezy calling in, Bugatti, Fly Guy, Junie, my boy Smelly, Chef City, Versi. I go listen, go on. And I just thank you all for calling in, and T. Hullaby for showing love on the show. And it's, you know, a lot of people don't realize that in the day you guys show support to the people that support what you got going on. And I said it's just that simple.
Right.
And I want to remind everybody, if y'all missed any parts of today's show, y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. You go there, look for the one that says Artist Monty. And I'm going to change. It says Monty on the mic now, but we're going to change that to Artist Monty and UBM. And then also, if you miss, you can also check our iTunes for free. So when y'all getting ready to go buy the music from UBM, every time you're in there listening to the radio show, you should be in there buying a track. It's that simple. And
that's
there
right.
You go, man.
Thank you. And T. Hull will be holding it down in Arizona, going to school. You know, she'll be done soon. But I want you to know, City, I am so proud of you. You continue with your show, and it's grown, and you got some female hosting. What? You know how I feel about that one. You know, holding it down. I know y'all running the show, but I just let them know, you know.
Oh, Lord. Do not get Keith and turn amped up.
You're right. But you know the women hold it down. You know we hold it down.
Oh, man.
You know how it go. They didn't say Patrick Geiger. Didn't none of them say, we got Mr. Patrick Geiger. What did they say? Patty, what? Hold it down.
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
You know, we have that mother instinct. We know, you know, we just have to look at them. Yeah, right. Check them if you want to. You know, that daddy has to say, boy, sister, or boy, girl. Mama just got to look at you. So I know.
Oh, Lord.
They holding it down.
Oh, definitely. Hey, again, I just want to thank you again for everything you've done. And anybody, you know, as far as everybody listening to the show now, of course, the rest of the week, y'all know how we do it. Wednesday, we'll be having model Miss Diamond from North Carolina. That's actually where Travis is from. So big ups to Carolinas. And on Friday, y'all know how we do it every Friday, is the Let's Talk Warren Music Show. That's when me, Taryn, and Keith shut the heck up for a whole day, and we played nothing but music. So y'all get to hear some of the music from today, from past shows. You know, of course, y'all know we play some, man. I think almost every time we do a show on the Fridays, we always play something by T. Hullaby. So that just go to show. So
that's right.
Yet again,
mm-hmm.
I thank everyone for listening to the show. And as we get ready to wrap up, Tara, go ahead and let them know how they can find you.
All right, you guys can find me on Twitter at Tara Lamon. It's TarynLyymon. Same thing on Instagram for Model Mayhem. My profile on I Am So Divine, magazine features, whatever you're looking for. Just Google Tara Lamon and everything will pop up, from social networks to everything.
Well, definitely. I know y'all can check me out. Ceddy J Dusk at CeddyJDusk. You typed it in on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Moon, Space, whatever. You pretty much type that in, you're going to find it. So everything tied to me will be there. And, you know, also, too, yet again, everybody, just be humble. One thing we just leave for y'all, that everybody's pretty much said in the show today is be real with yourself and always use your craft to enlighten people and be about, if you're going to try to go further, the only as far as you can go, you're going to be about your business, no matter what it is. We're not just about music. If you want to be, you want to make jewelry and you want to go, oh, man, you know, what can I do next? You need to find out the business side of how you can sell it. So that's what you need to constantly be doing, no matter what your craft is. If you want to go further and you're trying to be serious about it, you need to figure out the business side of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, we're rolling on that. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do. Remember, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a
T.
Oh, well, there's a UBM. Oh, y'all like how I did that. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all are tuned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. Then we'll see y'all on Wednesday. And I am out the building. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces. And
we
I want to leave y'all one more thing. Big ups to all the families in Boston. You know, definitely prayers going that direction. Like I said, that's one of my, I enjoyed myself to the utmost when I went to Boston and got to see the legendary George Clinton in the Parliament, man, Parliament of Funkadelics, man. That was, wow. So I love Boston to death, and, you know, just hope you guys bounce back from this. All right, we're rolling on out.
We out.
Yeah.